This is Willie Terry, a roaming labor correspondent from the Hustle Mohawk magazine. Today is June the 30th. I'm here with David V. Walker Jr. David V. Walker Jr. And he has a nickname named Nick. And David is a longtime activist. He's a promoter, a consultant. He's an activist, supporter of community cause. And he also was an educator. And he was a teacher here, right here in Troy. And it had an independent school called ABLE, Academy for Black and Latin Education, which is on the west side of Manhattan. I'm going to talk to David today in the Labor Talk Spotlight about his activism and his life. Okay, how you doing, David?
Pretty good, pretty good.
So, David, what I do want to start off by asking you to tell me something about yourself, your earlier life, you know, where you grew up, about your family.
Yeah. I consider myself at this juncture of life to be 90 years old. Mm-hmm. But I was born in 1930. I was born in 1930, May 13th, 1930, in Harlem on 7th Avenue. I'm very serious about being an African, and an African is born when he's conceived. So I have every right to say that I'm 90 years old. So I am... I consider myself a 90-year-old person. And like I said, I was born in Harlem on 7th Avenue. And I'm an only child. And I had two parents who met in Harlem and loved Harlem. And stayed together for over 55 years. So my parents were...
What was the name of your parents?
My father's name, I'm Junior, so my father's name was David, and he was from the South. So he had about five names. So he gave me all those names, and I cut it down to David V. Walker Jr. But his name was David Verdell Andy Sumlin Walker. He came from Georgia, and my mother came from the West Indies. Mm-hmm. And they met in Harlem, and they enjoyed the same things, and they prospered as well as they could prosper. And that's the... That's my background. I didn't have many relatives around me. I had my grandmother, two grandmothers. One grandmother lived in New Rochelle, and she, later on I'll show you the picture of a big family she was involved in. And my grandmother from the West Indies had four children. My mother was a girl. She's a second born, and she had three brothers, and they're all passed now.
Now your father, you say he came from Georgia.
Right.
You know what part of Georgia?
Yes, I do. I do. My father came from a town in northwest corner of about 90 miles outside of Atlanta called Rome, Georgia.
Right.
Called Rome, Georgia, right. But some of his family was from Savannah. And his mother, who could barely write, but she was a smart woman, worked for some rich white people. Mm-hmm. And she had been around the world with these white people. And she picked up on everything that she knew her way around. And my father's father was a barber, and he cut hair for whites and blacks in Rome, Georgia. He had his own barber shop. and he cut hair. It didn't matter.
Even during the segregation was gone.
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah, yeah, and yeah. He still was the barber. He still was the barber. Yeah.
Did your father talk about that to you?
Somewhat, mm-hmm. because my grandmother wanted to get out of the South. So she had a sister in Knoxville, which is close. And she took my father, who was our only child, and moved to Knoxville. And she left my father in Knoxville. She went to Detroit and got started in Detroit and sent for my father to Detroit. And my father grew up in Detroit till he went to high school. And he went to a really famous high school in Detroit. It was called Cass Tech. Mm-hmm. And by that time, my mother had, grandmother had moved to New York and was working for a very rich family called the Florsheim family, which was Florsheim Shoes. They were millionaires. Mm-hmm. And my grandmother decided to bring my father. And when she brought him, there was no place for him to stay. So she took him to the Harlem YMCA. Mm-hmm. And he had on long pants. And she booked him in there And so the first morning when my father came down, he wasn't used to wearing long pants. He had on short pants. Oh. Yes. This boy can't stay here. So the guy who was a desk clerk took my father in. He helped raise my father in Harlem. And my father stayed close to the YMCA. He was an excellent student and an excellent sportsman. And so what I'm saying is he got into a nurturing environment.
Right.
He got into a nurturing environment.
What about your mother?
My mother, our family is from the Bahamas. Mm-hmm. And it's from Nassau, Bahamas, and Eleuthera, Bahamas.
What caused her to be in the U.S.?
Her aunts used to come to Atlantic City every summer. Mm-hmm. Women from Cuba and some of the West Indian Islands would come to Atlantic City. Now, the Bahamas had, even in those days, they had hotels, which people went down to in the wintertime. The hoi polloi went in the winter. But then the hotels closed down in the summertime. The same people went to Atlantic City. The hotels in Atlantic City, because they were only open during the summer, mm-hmm. did not have laundries. So these black people used to come up from the Caribbean to Atlantic City and take laundry. Take up and provide the laundry for the hotel. So mm-hmm. So eventually some of them stayed. And my mother's aunts made so much of it, my mother just wouldn't stay in the Bahamas anymore. She wanted to get out of there. So they finally brought her up. Mm-hmm. But they really brought her up to work her to death, because they didn't want to do anything. They just want to be big shots and have my mother doing everything for her. Mm-hmm. But my mother was clever. She was smart. She did very well. She did very well in school, and she went to Cheney, Teachers Training College outside of Philadelphia, mm-hmm. and she became a teacher.
Oh, yeah.
She became a teacher, mm-hmm. and so this is more or less my introduction to struggle.
Right. Now, just want to say something. So you grew up in Harvard?
Till I was 6 years old.
Just until you, do you remember any of that?
Ever. I remember.
Do you remember any group? Because I'm 6 years old. What's about?
No. Yeah, I remember, because my mother was an activist.
Oh, she was an activist?
Yeah, she was an activist.
Was it the Garvey Movement?
Some of the family was with the Garvey Movement. Mm-hmm. Some of the family was with the Garvey Movement. The big chapter of the Garvey Movement was in Nassau, Bahamas.
Right. Oh, okay.
the captain of the ship that Garvey had was a Bahamian captain. Mm-hmm. The guy who taught Garvey printing in Jamaica was a printer from Nassau, Bahamas. The head of the Orthodox church that Garvey set up was a Bahamian named Toot. So there was a big Bahamian presence in the Garvey, right, and the Garvey movement, right? So
that was the activism your mother was involved in?
No, okay, no. My mother was drawn to the left. My mother was drawn to the left. Mm-hmm. And so when I was a kid, and I do remember this, my mother had me in a baby carriage in those days, a baby carriage. And black activist women, right, mm-hmm, picketed Bloomstein's, which was a big store on 125th Street, to get jobs for black people. Mm-hmm. So I was part of that whole thing. Walking around, not telling people not to shop in Bloomstein's and all that stuff. Study sessions were held in my house. Was somebody always in, always in the house? My mother and her cousin became teachers at the same time. My mother went to Columbia, a teacher's college in Columbia, right? And they started organizing a union. And they got fired. Both my mother and her cousin were fired. And we have, during that period, Scottsboro. We have Ida B. Wells. A lot of activity, and my mother was in the thick of that.
Now, that was during the time...
Early 30s.
They was talking about communism, too.
Yes, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, so my mother was... I hate to say... my mother was a communist. Right. My mother was a communist. Mm-hmm. So she was, like, blackballed.
Right. She was blackballed.